50 to 60 year old woman over here climbing the ore tower.
Oh.
Like I can a 50 or 60 year old man.
I see.
You follow?
I see. So you think that these jobs are just for certain periods in their lifetimes and they can't continue
on? I think they can handle it now at a young age, but I'm wondering how they're going to be at an older age. Oh. I mean, I know we've got older men over there that have troubles, and maybe they'll be just in the same shape. I don't know, but it's just hard for me to see a woman doing some of the things that they're attempting to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they're so far... They're there. I won't say they're doing all the things. They still got a lot to learn when it comes to some job. Now, a production type job where you drive a fork truck all day long, sure, they, you know, no problem there. You run a crane all day, I see no problem. We've got some that's in the welding classification. Fine, they can stand there and weld all day. But they're going to be places that they're going to have to go as welders, it's going to be hard too. And we've got two female welders. We've got two female millwrights. And we've got an opening for machinists right now. I understand they're going to put one there. That's another good place for them. I can see one as a machinist better than I can as a millwright. A machinist is here running a lathe or running a drill press or one type of thing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Millwright work is a whole lot different.
Mm-hmm.
If you're all over the whole plant, you're up, down, under, around. I can't see a 50, 60 year old woman doing this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you know Barbara Britt?
Barbara Britt, yeah, I know Barbara.
Uh-huh. Now, I spoke with her about 2-3 years ago, I believe, when she was working at Alcoa.
She still works at Alcoa.
Is she still working at Alcoa?
Mm-hmm.
She does. Okay. I wasn't sure if she was or not.
She fell, hurt her back.
Yeah, well, I knew that. I didn't know if she'd gone back or if she'd not gone back.
Maybe she's still in there.
Uh-huh.
Still in the same department.
Still working in the potlines.
Potlines?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. When, for example, if a woman files a grievance through the union, when it comes to things like that, do you think that she gets the same kind of support that a man would get, for example?
When a woman files a grievance?
Yeah. You know, if she thinks there's some either job condition or something that's happened to her that she files a grievance for.
The only thing she could be filing grievance on would be of a nature that a man would have to file grievance also.
Uh-huh.
I mean, now, say that's the only thing. That's the only thing I've seen them file grievance on.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even think we've had them. I don't know of a woman that's filed a grievance yet, unless
mm-hmm.
it was the one that got fired today.
Mm-hmm.
And well, they wound up with their jobs back with back pay.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
I remember hearing about that case, but I didn't know what happened from that.
As far as I know, that was... But now that was... See, really, that... Well, yeah, the union... The union had to stand by and get the job.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't have that, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I don't think there'd be any... If I go in there in the morning and ask Nancy Renner or Diane Burris to do pipe fitting work and she filed grievance because I had her do it, she'd get the same treatment, I'm sure of that.
Do you supervise, are there women in your crew?
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure, I don't have any this week, but I did last week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You think they can keep up just as well as the men in their jobs?
Not now. Mm-hmm.
But they will be able to once they've...
I hope so. So they're our apprentice right now. They're going through a training program.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, right now they can't. They can't do the work right now without somebody showing them how and telling them what to do.
Do you think there's...
Our welders? Now we've got welders that can. But they've gone through the apprentice
program. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I say they've gone through it. They're not actually German yet, but they're close to finishing. And right now, like I said, they're doing fine. As far as I'm concerned, they do their job. Why are you so concerned with the alcohol questions? I'm going to ask that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell you, it's because in town I've talked to so many other people about the past that I'd kind of like to know what goes on here now.
Uh-huh.
And the only other person I've ever talked to about working at Alcoa has been Barbara Britt. And since Alcoa is such an important part of this town, I feel like I need some more interviews to know what goes on there and what working conditions are like and how people feel about the plant.
But Alcoa today is not as important a thing of the town as it once was.
You don't think so?
No. I mean, it's just obvious. I know that they'd like to, or they're trying to eventually get out of the town business. They're turning over the water system to the county. The fire department, they still support the fire department, but they're gradually easing them out on their own. And that's fine. I have nothing against that. They've still got ties with Baden, now don't get me wrong,
mm-hmm.
there, but they're gradually getting out of the town business.
Mm-hmm.
They're buying up these old buildings and tearing them down, which to me is, I personally hate to see all the old buildings go, but they're nothing but fire traps the way they are. The people that own them won't take care of them, so
mm-hmm.
I think they're doing the town a favor by doing it now,
mm-hmm.
although I'd like to have seen them all restored, but
mm-hmm.
it wasn't going to be a thing that got done, so sorry to say.
Mm-hmm. Think you'll work at Alcoa till you retire?
I don't know it.
That's my last Alcoa question.
I'm planning on staying there till I can leave.
Uh-huh. You have the beginnings of a town museum in your antique shop. Why are you so interested in Baden history?
Well, it's my home, and I go back to the things that's being torn down. You hate to see them all go, so I guess maybe that's the biggest thing. We just want to try to keep some of it.
Mm-hmm.
We can't keep it all, so
mm-hmm.
we try to keep what we can, and that's all. But, you know, if I could do it, I'd buy all the buildings and restore myself, but I can't do it. I think Baden would have been an ideal resort town, but it'd take millions of dollars to promote it, and I don't have thousands, much less millions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, there has been a lot of interest, though, in people in the town. They have a certain sense about the historical nature of Baden.
Yeah, there has. There's still a few people around Baden that care, but there's a lot more now that don't care than there are that do, I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Baden has had quite a turnover in the last 20 years, anyway, or even in the last 10 years.
When I talked to Reverend Hunter today on the phone, he told me something that was interesting about how all the churches have stairs here, lots of stairs, 25, 30 stairs. And he said, well, it was because when the churches were built, well, everybody was real young and it was nothing to go climbing up the stairs. Now that everybody's old, they regret the fact that they built all those stairs on their churches.
Mm-hmm.
So that says a little bit of something about the change in the town population.
Yeah, I guess so. Of course, the Methodist Church, they've since fixed that situation. Since they built theirs, they didn't have stairs anymore.
Mm-hmm.
New, but the old one did. Yeah, I hadn't thought about it, but I guess that's true. Very true.
Well, that's the end of my questions. Is there anything else you want to say?
Well, I don't know. Anything else really that would help you?
Timothy, you want to say anything about living in Baden? No? Okay.